Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is December the 2nd, and Facebook has advised me that 13 years ago today, I began full time at News Radio WRVA. Wow. Okay. I know I had been doing, right? Didn't I do fill-ins before that? I think I did. Isn't that crazy? I have to ask. I really do. It's all blended together over the years. What can I tell you? You know, it's been a crazy kind of a trip. This number I do know, right? It's coming up on 35 years in this goofy business of talk radio. That's a long time. That's, you know, in the real world, that's like, gosh, I don't know, 100 years in an industry. Well, because it's a crazy industry. But anyway, yeah, so 13 years ago today, good, bad, or indifferent, I began afternoon drive full-time at News Radio WRVA. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's great. So 13% of the time the WRVA has been around, I have been here. Isn't that great? We're celebrating 100 years this year. And I know we've got some special stuff that we're talking about. I hope it's ready to roll. That'd be nice. I think we need a cake. You got to get a big cake for 100 years, don't you? How big a cake do you get for 100 years? And do you get a cake where somebody jumps out of it? No, because that means there's less actual cake. You got to leave room for whoever's going to be stuck inside the cake, who's going to jump out. And the possibility of snow on Friday, an inch of snow, does that or does that not harken back for many people to Alden Arrow and Millard the Mallard and all that other good stuff, right? Think about it. Think about that. It's some fascinating stuff. Anyway, a quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I'd love to get your input on this. The craziness that the phrase "no healthcare, no peace" brings to mind is just beyond the pale. It really is. It's just beyond the pale. No healthcare, no peace. The murder trial. I'm not going to say his name because nobody wants to say the name of the United Healthcare guy that he allegedly murdered. So why should we give him any exposure? But at that murder trial, it's getting underway, right? I think it's discovery right now they're going through. You have people outside of the courthouse yelling, "No healthcare, no peace," as if somehow it's thoroughly appropriate to kill somebody who won't give you something. I mean, who do you think you are? The Attorney General of Virginia? The Attorney General-elect? Only he's allowed to call for gunfire against opponents. It's insane. 804 says, "Jeff, only the city of Richmond, which could not collectively find its backside with both hands in a snowstorm, is bragging about actually doing something on time. Maybe the real reason is they just need the money." Yeah, there's no other municipality in the world that I'm aware of that would stand up and say, hey, you got to love us. Why? Because we sent out these things on time. Yeah, it's crazy. Robert says, hey, Jeff, gas in Front Royal this week was $2.24 a gallon. Wow, I love it. I love it. $2.24 a gallon, but I'm not driving all the way up there to fill up at $2.24 a gallon, because then I will have, you know, used up a whole tank full of gas to do it. 703, Fred in Lakeside says, hey, Jeff. Well, actually, he says, yo, Jeff. You often praise the news department, and kudos on the story about the raccoon getting his jollies at your ABC store. And also, the mayor of the city of Richmond calling it a milestone for sending out bills on time. What a joke. Love your show, Fred in Lakeside. Thank you, Fred in Lakeside. I love your show as well. You're right. You're right. Can you imagine that? It's a milestone that the administration of the city of Richmond has done something on time. Now, no offense to Dr. Donnie Avuli, the not-so-new mayor of the city of Richmond, but, dude, the 16 years before you got to be mayor, this was not exactly the A-team, okay? It's all I'm going to say. Dwight and LeVar were not really setting the bar all that high. But, you know, if you need to take a victory lap because you sent out tax bills on time, then okay, then you go for it. Jeremy is threatening me here. He says, Jeff, you need to ask me on the air why you came here. I came here 13 years ago with a mission. All right, let me hear.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Well, that is a good point. I am completely and totally out of bubble gum. All right. Yeah. No, I'm going to take that one. I like that one. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Anybody listening 13 years ago? I mean, if you were, do you remember what the heck we were talking about? If it was this time, it could very well have been snow. And 13 years ago, I would have been completely and totally, you know what, livid that snow was not being removed. 13 years later, I'm thinking, eh, whatever. It's going to melt. Everybody told me that 13 years ago. Jeff, our official policy here is it's Virginia. It's going to melt. And oh, first couple of winters, I was just, oh, man, I was angry about the snow. Because, look, I've always hated cold weather. I've always hated snow. I've always hated cold weather. And my tolerance for it, the older I get, the less it gets. So as a kid, of course, growing up in Philadelphia, all right, I could deal with a foot of snow. I didn't like the cold, and I didn't really like the snow, but, you know, I was young and spry and stupid, so I could deal with it. Then you get married, in large part because you're young and spry and stupid, but you get married and then you spend more than a decade living in Boston or right outside of Boston, as our case was, and you deal with 2 and 3 feet of snow, but you complain about it all the time. You complain about it all the time. Now, here we are. A tiny, teeny bit of cold and a tiny, teeny bit of snow threatened. And I'm like, that's it. Box it all up. We're going to Vero Beach. I've had enough of this. Crazy. It's crazy. 804 says, Jeff, 13 years ago, we were...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reviewing the gross malfeasance and incompetence of the then mayor, Dwight Jones. And just when we didn't think it could get any worse. Oh, that's a good point. 13 years ago, during my first program here, I would say we probably were talking about the gross incompetence that defined the mismanagement of the Dwight Jones administration. And we thought, well, you can't possibly even imagine a worse mayor for the city of Richmond. And then enter stage left, LeVar M. Stoney. Wow. Wow. 804, Steve the Painter. Hey, Jeff, I remember listening to you 13 years ago. Didn't you also fill in on the mornings? I did. It was, when was that? That was, what's his name was here? To use technical, Jimmy, yes, Jimmy Barrett was here, and then he left. And then nobody had thought about that. And so they said, could you do us a favor and fill in on mornings for a little bit? I said, no, I don't acknowledge 4 o'clock in the morning anymore. And but, you know, I'm a nice guy and a team player and a dope. So then, yeah, I did exactly that. And then finally, they tracked down John Reed. Right. We got him off the injured reserve, off the waiver wire, I think. And that was good. Jeff Berkeley in Mechanicsville writes, Jeff, the older I get makes it so I don't remember what I did yesterday, much less 13 years ago, but I was listening to you. Well, thank you, Berkeley. That puts us in the same boat. I was talking, you were listening. Neither one of us has a clue what the hell I was talking about. Now, there you have it. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Come here. Chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Now, there we go. All right. Now, there is no bubble gum available at this point. So there you go. That's it. That is exactly it. 13 years. And I'm still asking if you were listening 13 years ago. We have a whole bunch of people who were listening 13 years ago. The thing is, I don't remember what the heck I was talking about. But if you were listening, you might remember. Yeah, well, it was probably that. Yeah. No, that sounds about right. But yeah, in fact, that sounds exactly like what it was that I would have said. Yeah, 804, Jeff, did you take over for Doc Thompson? No, Doc Thompson was long gone. I took over after Leland Conway left. Leland was here for like, I don't know, 25, 26 minutes before he left. Does anybody remember before I got here, they had a new guy in afternoons. I'm not making this up. It was every 18 months. Every 18 months, they had somebody in afternoons. And I came here after they shut down the radio station in Boston where I was doing mornings. That's what happened. That's what happened. I was doing mornings in Boston, as I had done for a long, long time. God, decade plus. And they said, hey, have you ever thought about Richmond, Virginia? And I've got to be honest with you. My answer was no. No, I haven't. Have you ever been to Richmond, Virginia? I said, well, I have been through Richmond, Virginia, I have traveled thousands of miles on 95, but I don't think I ever stopped. I said, well, you may want to check it out. We need somebody down there. It's afternoons. You wouldn't have to get up at a crazy hour anymore. And I thought, oh, that sounds good. And, well, anyway, here we are 13 years later. And happy to be part of the community. I love that. No, I really do. I do love the Central Virginia community. That's one of the things that I just love. I love. Oh. Oh, 804 says, Jeff, I remember your audition to replace Leland. Here, let me pull the curtain back on some of this. I never actually, quote, auditioned to replace anybody. I was offered the job just flat out, but nonetheless. But I did do some fill-in spots. So that's why I always say, like, I guess officially today started 13 years full-time, but it's like 13 and a half.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Half years that I've been part of the station, which is cool. Oh, this guy. Oh, wait a minute. This guy has reminded me of stuff that we used to have here. 804 says, Jeff, I miss Ernest from Petersburg, Tracy, Rain. Oh, loved Rain. Jerome and Chance, the snow removal guy. Oh, those were such great folks. You know, we used to do all sorts of calls. And now the mindset in this business is we nobody does calls anymore. I wonder if we should do that every once in a while. I mean, Jeremy would be all outraged, but you know, who the hell cares, right? I mean, really, Jerm, what am I supposed to live my life hoping that you're comfortable?
What a maroon.
I know, I'd like you to be comfortable. But anyway, yeah, Ernest from Petersburg, Tracy, Rain, Jerome, Chance, the snow removal guy. What great people. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is December the 2nd, and according to Facebook, and I'm going to trust them on this, because Lord knows, who am I to argue, right? According to Facebook, 13 years ago this very day, I took over the afternoon show here on News Radio WRVA full time. Now, I do know this, because there are one or two things I recall. I had done a whole slew of fill-in prior to that. So that's why I always get confused. You know, did my relationship with WRVA begin on the day that it began, which would make this like, I don't know, 13 and a half or years or thereabouts, or almost 14 years, or does it begin on the day that it began full time? Like, was I dating the radio station? Was our Facebook status involved? Seeing others, not seeing others? It's complicated. I don't know. I just know it's been a long time. And here's the way I know that it has been a long time. And that is that when I first got here, and it would snow, which we're talking about for Friday morning, an inch of snow, and then a wintry mix, I would get outraged, livid, bat crap crazy about the fact that nobody plowed the roads, and nobody went here, and schools were closed for a week, and blah, 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 blah. And now, I've taken to heart the advice I got all those years ago, which was, Jeff, it's gonna melt. That is our official policy. It's gonna melt. So with that, there you have it. What else can I tell you, right? So a very happy 13 or 13 plus or almost 14 or whatever it is. And if you were listening 13 years ago when it began full time, honest to goodness, shoot me a note on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know what I was talking about, because I don't honestly remember, and no, I don't keep notes. Have you ever seen my notes? They're like written on the back of napkins, for goodness sakes. The other thing is this, and we got to talk to my pal Laura Warisher. Do you remember the names of all the afternoon guys before me going back? Well, I mean, as far as you go back, because as we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary of News Radio WRVA, we're trying to put all this together. Now, I knew that I replaced Leland Conway, who replaced Doc Thompson, who replaced Michael Graham. And then before that, I don't know. So if you can help me out, I'd appreciate it. I mentioned to you Laura Warisher, and I'm messing up her last name because it's just so much easier to talk with Laura than it is to pronounce her last name. But she's one of the nicest, smartest women that I know, an amazing author, just a brilliant, brilliant lady. And I ran into her at this event a couple of weeks ago, and she told me about this new thing that she's been working on. And I thought, oh my gosh, everybody's got to know about this. So Laura, I welcome you to the program. It was great to see you a few weeks ago. And again, my apologies for continually messing up your lovely last name, whatever it might be.
Thanks, Jeff. No, it's no problem. You know what? I have come to embrace it.
All right. Well, you tell me how it's pronounced.
So I used to live in Kentucky. And when I lived in Kentucky, we would tell people it's not a dryer, it's a washer. and that's how you pronounce my last name. Here in Virginia, it doesn't work quite as well, but Warsher is how Warsher. You pronounce it.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm just going to call you Laura because that just flows so much more naturally for me. Laura, remind everybody about what you've done, what you're doing, and then let's get into this new thing that you're doing, which I think is brilliant and everybody needs to be aware of.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate it. The last time that I was on your show, you were talking to me about my book that had just been released, and it has just been such a blessing to continue the conversation with folks about that and about the story that I shared then and to hear their stories. And since then, I've just become absolutely obsessed with stories and storytelling. I've written other books since then. It's only been a year, and I've got two other books now that I've written. I've also ghostwritten five or six others. I've done editing. I've done author coaching. And it is a passion that I'm like, I finally figured out at 40 what I was going to do with the rest of my life.
I love that. And I don't believe for a second that you're 40. I saw you the other day and I'm thinking, man, 25, 26, tops. And that's like, you know, that's like Fahrenheit versus centigrade. There's no way, but whatever. You've written two more books in the time since we spoke last. Goodness, you are an overachiever. What are those books about?
Well, one is called Compete with Deceit. It's about the lies that are in your head that are just not true, that are holding you back from believing the truth about yourself and about the world. And the other one that's going up for publication here pretty quick is called Dressed for Defense. And it's along a similar vein. You know, how do you prepare for the battles that we know we're going to face? Because if I can guarantee you anything, in 2026, 2027, the rest of your life, you will face adversity. How are you preparing to defend yourself? So,
wow. Whoa, that's I'm looking forward to reading those then. Laura, remind everybody then how they can get it. Is it just on Amazon, or you got a better website to go to?
You can get them on Amazon. They are also on my website, beaconinsights.net.
Okay, well, let's send them to your website then, beaconinsights.net, beaconinsights.net. What sort of defense are you suggesting to people? How do they get prepped for that?
Well, I think it starts with knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. So, right, figure out the truth about who you are. And then it's a mindset thing. You know, what are you thinking about? The thoughts that you allow into your head are what is going to determine your actions. So if your mindset's not right, your actions just are not going to be right. Where are you going? Who you're surrounding yourself with? And I'm providing tools for all of these different things so that you can really understand better who you are, what you want to be about, so that that way when the adversity comes, you're not wondering what you're going to do. You've already decided what you're going to do. You've decided how you're going to handle it, and it's good.
I love that. And Laura, that is one of those things. And it is great sage insight for everything that you're trying to do. It could be a social thing. I mean, it goes back to our friend Rob Chadwick, who talks about self-defense in the physical way as well. You need to be aware of these things. You have to work things through. The body's not able to do something that the mind has not already thought through.
No, it's so true. I'm actually doing some partnerships with a current boxer, as well as a current NBA player. And they talk to, like, defense in sports, defense physically. And I'm doing, you know, the mental defense. And it's all three. And you really need to practice all three of them.
The other thing, you're talking about who it is that you're with and developing who you want to be, right? Jim Rohn talked about that. You remember that, right? You're the product of the last five people you spent time with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So these are your stories, and we need to read them. We need to take a look at them. But your mission now seems to be helping other folks get their stories together. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my first experience with book writing was actually several years ago. I helped my former boss write his book as a birthday gift. And since then, you know, writing my own, and I've had people say, oh, man, I really liked how you helped your boss. How did you do that? Or how did you write your story? Or, man, I've got four books in my head. I have no clue how to get them on paper. You know, do I self-publish? Do I find a publisher? Do I find an agent? Just all of the questions.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Everybody has a story. Everybody does. And they matter. Because we matter. And I can tell you, I can't remember what's on my grocery list. I can't remember what time I'm supposed to be at my next meeting. But I remember the story about the single mom who's really trying to make Christmas happen for her kids. Like, that I remember.
Yeah.
And so I think stories are just such a way to connect, to heal, to bring community, to bring power into our lives. And so if I can play even a small part and helping people go from, I'm staring at a blank screen, but I've got a story inside of me, how do I get it out, to, I've got this book, and boy, I'm excited about it, and it's going to help so many people, then that's just my way of giving, not giving back, but of giving to the world and to these authors that just have these stories that need to be told.
Oh, absolutely. They've got to be told. And nobody better than Laura Warsher to help them tell them. If somebody is sitting here right now, they might be in their car. They might be cooking dinner going, hey, you tell them, Laura, I got 3, 5, I got 10 books in me. I got stories I got to share. Do they just sit down at the computer and start banging away? Or should they maybe reach out to somebody who's written a couple of books and help people write books, like, I don't know, like you, to get a little bit of help?
Well, you know, that's one of my favorite way to meet people. And I always say with the books that I write, the ones that I just sit down and I word vomit all over the place, I end up having to throw it all out and start again. And, you know, you've written some books yourself.
That's right.
There is a huge benefit to doing work before you start writing and to figure out what the end is before you write the beginning. It's just so helpful. And I love to do it. It's my passion. I'm happy to do it. So Again, on that website, beaconinsights.net, I have a writing coach page that you are absolutely welcome to check out the programs that I offer and how I'm able to help. And guess what? It's my company. It's my business. And I reserve the right to, you know, to change pricing structures and all like that at any given point. So please reach out if you see something on there that you find of interest. I'm willing to work with you. I love to make friends and tell stories.
Oh, my gosh, Laura, this is so wonderful. I'm looking at the page right now, beaconinsights.net, beaconinsights.net, and there it is right there, coaching sessions. And you're right. If you have the story, you need to tell it. I totally agree with you 110%. And your story was one that that needed to be told. You've told it just beautifully and brilliantly. I've only read the first book. Now I got to go and get the other two. I didn't even, you know, like I said, an overachiever with you just churning out books for yourself. But I can't wait to read those as well. But I'm thinking here, Laura, now bear with me here because I am thinking outside the box. But we're getting close to the Christmas season here, right? We got 23 days. If somebody were to reach out to you saying, look, I know this guy or my wife or my son or my cousin. I know they've got a book. Is there some way maybe I could sign them up for the coaching sessions or a book writing seminar with you, you know, to spitball with you as a gift? Is that something you might be open to?
Absolutely. I'm open to all the things.
Okay. Okay, so let's do that. Let me, if you don't mind, I'm going to share this on my social media because I want to make sure people check it out. But I think that you can give people a huge gift, Laura, and I know that you're all about that. And think about somebody else just printing out a beautiful, even a screenshot from beaconinsights.net that says, guess what? Mom and Dad have signed you up for a couple of coaching sessions because you got a story that needs to be told.
I love it. I love it. And it is legacy, and it's a way to use your story to help others. And so it is by you sharing your story, you are then giving something to somebody else who may be really, really searching for what it is that you have to share.
Absolutely. Well, Laura, I can't believe I'm out of time, but I so appreciate you being here. We're going to get this up. I'm going to share it on my social media. We'll get this little chat posted as well, and hopefully folks will be downloading and sharing it and reaching out to you to help create a very special Christmas gift for a lot of people around our community.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate it. You're amazing. You help so many people with their stories, and I'm so glad that you've helped me to share part of mine.
Well, you're a fine person, and I'm very happy to have you as part of the little family here. That is Laura Warsher, beaconinsights.net. Beaconinsights.net. Think about it. You've got a story. Now, maybe you want to do this for yourself. You just want to reach out to Laura and say, okay, I'd like to tell my story. She's done a great job telling hers. Jonathan Cotton was her boss over at the Good Feed store, and she helped him whip that book into shape, and it's a great read. She's somebody that is honest and forthright, and you might give it to yourself as a gift. You might think, hey, my buddy, I don't know, Tony needs a hand. He's got a story that's got to be told, or my grandma has her story, her legacy that needs to be shared. Beaconinsights.net. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. .556, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I got to make this quick, I guess, but I just got to share this one with you real fast. Dave says, Jeff, congrats, my friend. My, how time flies. Congrats on 13 years. I remember listening to you after work, heading south to Midlothian 5 days a week, Downtown Expressway, Powell Height Parkway, usually stuck in the cash lane because I did not trust Easy Pass. Pretty cool. All right, listen, have a fantastic evening. Make sure you're listening to my buddy Rich Herrera tomorrow morning hosting Richmond's Morning News. God willing, you and I get a chance to do it all over again tomorrow starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.